What inspired me is because I wanted to make a difference. You know, everybody believe, or most people, even in the early days, that patrolling, especially with poachers, that's a man's thing. I said, I'm gonna prove them wrong. I'm gonna show that I can do just as good. I can tag turtles, I can talk to poachers, I can disarm with charm. I can actually win the hearts of people and change perceptions. And to me, that was my driving force.
But now tell me, how did you become involved in conservation?
I live in the community, and when I went out onto the beach and I saw all these huge turtles with just all the eggs in the stomach, with just a few pounds of shoulder meat missing, I remember seeing turtles with chop all over and no part thereof missing. And I said, you know, I have to be a part of doing something and curbing this. And I remember when I started, and I used to walk through that forested area, walk up and down on the beach in the night, and people would call me mother of turtle police. You can't make a difference, you know, and everybody is to laugh at me and think I was crazy. Even sometime I would question and say, Susan, are you crazy? To be out here in the night, because I had a day job, because that was strictly volunteerism.
Is it that it's a lot of women involved in the organization?
No. It has set a trend, you know, because even now we had competition among ourselves in terms of who will tag the most turtles. No man has reached my goal. It was 31 turtles in one night that I tagged. Now women has gotten strength. They are now empowered. They realize this is not a man's thing. This is something where we all can share. And they are doing a wonderful job in terms of conservation, dedication, support. I am so happy that this legacy that we have built is now emulated in so many different communities in so many countries. Because we would teach the people from Grenada, St. Lucia, how they too can use their resources as a tool for conservation while creating sustainable livelihoods.
Ms. Susan, speaking about sustainable livelihoods, there's also a project where women, I believe, are making jewelry from glass. Tell us about that.
Well, we have learned how to turn our trash into cash. Every year, prior to the turtle season, because Matura Beach is situated between two large rivers, huge amount of glass bottles and debris are collected. And every year we have more and more volunteers coming and helping us remove debris to make it safe for visitors to view turtles and for turtles to nest successfully. And every year we have tons of these glass bottles that is unappealing in the environment, that have a no resale value. And we have often wondered what can be done with that. And we have learned how to melt them and make them into jewelries, make them into beads that we now forge into beautiful, and we call it turtle warrior bracelets, pendants, keychains, and so on, because the bottles come, is removed from the beach, and we have learned how to create economic benefits as a result of this technique that we have learned. And the nice thing about it, these women who cannot go onto the beach in the night to patrol, but they want to be a part of conservation, they are now working from 9 to 2 where they can send their kids to school. They come, most of them are unemployed women, single mothers, and so on. They have now taken up this art, and I'm so proud of them in that. It's so beautiful. With the few years that they have learned, they have mastered this art in terms of turning our trash into cash and creating a memorabilia that comes from Matura that stamp and signifies the turtle. It signifies conservation. It signifies sustainability.
We had been speaking earlier, and you gave me such a lovely description of how Matura Beach has changed in the almost 30 years that you have and Nature Seekers have been working.
You know, when I first started and I look at the beach, there were so many dead turtles. The stench that emanated was horrendous. In my mind, I saw a graveyard. Today, after long hours of community volunteerism, I now see an active maternity ward. I have seen hundreds of turtles coming in out to nest, and there's not a dead turtle on the beach. It's safe, and turtles are just coming up to procreate.